This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. Good morning. I'm CJ Jackson. Today I'm talking with Dr. James Roberts, Professor of Marketing at Baylor's Handkammer School of Business. One of the things Dr. Roberts researches is self-employment. Dr. Roberts, tell us some of the things you found in your studies about those who are self-employed versus those of us who work for someone else.
Well, thank you, CJ. There are a lot of reasons, and it's quite an interesting area to do research in. But if we try to simplify it and we look at, you know, the reasons why people become self-employed, I mean, the self-employed in our culture are historical figures. You know, they're the people that we look up to, and I think in some way, shape, or form, all of us wish we could be our own boss. But there are really kind of two reasons that we've investigated why people become self-employed. Ones that are pulled, and they're attracted by the freedom and by being their own boss and by the supposed money that comes with being self-employed, and then those that may be pushed into self-employment because of unhappiness at their current job or downsizing and mergers and things like that. Well, let's look at one of our first studies talked about the pull, the attraction of higher levels of job satisfaction. I mean, folklore tells us that we are our own boss, we are happier, we'll make more money, we get to make the decisions, we don't have anybody standing over us with a whip. Well, that's not entirely true. The research told us that although the self-employed are more satisfied with their jobs than those who work for others, it's not nearly as much as you would think. And so that in some way is a disappointment for those of us that think we're going to someday end up as our own bosses. But the reality of it is, although we may be a little bit happier, we still have a lot of headaches. And you know what they say, we're your own worst boss, and we have to make very many decisions that we don't have to make when we work for another person. We have to make personnel decisions. We have to fix the computer. We have to take out the garbage. There's a lot of things like that that take a little bit of the luster off of being self-employed. So, you know, we did find that the self-employed are more satisfied, but not by nearly as much as you might think. The other factor or way that people become self-employed is by being pushed into it. And so what we found is those people who are more dissatisfied with their job are more likely to become self-employed. And in and of itself, that doesn't seem like too much of a surprise. But what we're finding is that's very much more of a push. They're being pushed into self-employment because of dissatisfaction with their organizational job. And a lot of times, though, it takes a lot of soul searching and maybe three or four jobs before they finally make that decision to become self-employed. And what I thought was interesting about this push perspective on self-employment was that the people who are pushed into self-employment are generally the ones who are higher in what we call self-efficacy. And that seems to make sense. Self-efficacy has to do with how confident are you in your abilities to get things done. Those who are more confident are the ones who have a tendency to be self-employed, but you'll be surprised how many trips it takes and how many jobs it takes before someone makes that final leap.
Great. Thanks, Dr. Roberts.
You're welcome.
Dr. Roberts is a professor of marketing at Baylor. This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or baylor.edu/business/radio. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.